one roster move and then some injury, one bit of injury information. We signed David Vicuni, linebacker, and released Jarvis Moss this morning, and we should have a full group out there at practice except for Andre Goodman today. So, that would be Robert Ayers. That's a great deduction. The Chargers, we started our preparation today. This is a very explosive team that has historically played its best football, certainly in the recent past, in November and December. When you watch them on tape, there's really no phase that that they can't make big plays in. They create a lot of turnovers on defense. They have one of, I think, the best players in the National Football League in Phillip Rivers at any position. He's playing at an elite level and has for some time. A lot of weapons on offense. The first-round running back, Matthews, is fitting into their scheme and their system very well. Defensively, got a lot of disruptive players, get their hands on a lot of balls defensively. It's probably the best stripping defense that we've played, maybe the best stripping defense in all the National Football League in terms of creating turnovers. Coach Rivera has always done a great job in that, all the way back to when he was with Chicago. Sproles is probably one of the most dangerous return men in the entire league. They got two really good kickers. And so it'll be a big challenge for us, a tough environment. We know that in terms of playing there in San Diego, but we're excited for the opportunity to play on Monday Night Football.
Are you anticipating Antonio Gates playing? Can you kind of talk about
We're practicing for him to play, yep.
Talk about what kind of special talent he is?
Yep, very unique. He forces you to really adjust the way you use your personnel. When he's out there on the field, you have to make a choice whether to treat him as a receiver or a tight end. So sometimes, even though they're in their base personnel, you may be in your nickel. A lot of teams choose to play him that way. If you don't choose to play him that way, then you end up with linebackers, safeties, always covering one of the best players in the National Football League. Forget about the position that he plays. He's a tough matchup for corners. He's a tough matchup for safeties, and he's very, very much a difficult matchup for linebackers. So, you know, he's a special tight end, special player. Move him all over the place. Makes it hard to figure out what he's going to run, how they're going to use him. Norv does a great job of putting him in positions, even though every defense is centered around trying to stop this guy. He still leads them in catches, leads them in touchdowns, sets numerous records each year, and is one of the most productive players in the NFL.
Can you talk about Jarvis Moss was the first round draft pick here just a couple of years, about why maybe it didn't work out?
Yeah, I mean, we just try to make the decisions based on what may be best for our team at every point in the season. And Jarvis has tried to do everything we've asked him to do. It just, for a number of reasons, whatever they may be, and there's a lot of different ones. I know he wasn't drafted to play in this system necessarily. He's been a great kid for us, done everything we've asked him to do, played in a kicking game. It hasn't been a perfect fit, and we wish him the best, and hopefully that he can find a place that, better suits what he does and what he does well, and I know everybody in here feels the same way about him as a person.
Josh, with Ayers back, and Hagan seemed to play pretty well on the outside with three sacks, Joe Mays, he was playing pretty well on the inside. Mm-hmm. What do you anticipate doing there?
We have a lot of different things we are going to consider. Roberts, how many plays Robert plays, how much he can play, what packages he plays in, those are all going to be things we're going to try to figure out as we go through the week. Not only is he just starting back to practice, but his stamina, his overall ability to play, how many snaps, I think, is the big question for us, and then how he does and how he reacts, once he's back on the field. We've got some flexibility there. Joe did play extremely well the other day. Mario played very well on the edge. Jason Hunter had a good game. So we'll probably see more than one combination of that in the game, I'd imagine, because I don't anticipate staying with one grouping for 70 plays or however many plays were out there. So we're going to probably put a few guys in different spots, make them double learn this week because we have to. If something happens in terms of injuries, we're going to have to move some people around. Like I said, plus Robert's stamina is probably going to be a question that we'll find out more as we go through the week.
Like, I know receivers move around a lot, but for a linebacker, for Demarius specifically, it's tough to be the guy inside half the time and the guy outside.
It's not easy, and it's a credit to him because we've made him learn that basically all year. And sometimes that goes unnoticed because nothing happens in the game to kick him out there. But when you're spending hours each week learning a position that you may never play, he's very unselfish. He still played a huge role in the kicking game on Sunday. But that's Mario, and that's why, he's such a valuable person and a valuable player for our team.
What do you make of the prolific passing numbers across the league? Not just Rivers and Orton, but it seems like last week there was a dozen 300-yard games.
Yeah.
What
do you make of that? I think it seems to be a passing league, even though I think it's, and I'm sure most coaches would say that it's still extremely important to run the football and stop the run. It seems that there are so many more teams that are willing to throw the ball more. Some of those games people were behind in and threw it maybe more than we wanted, but I think that there's a lot of explosive players and a lot of quarterbacks that have the ability to do that. And, new schemes, new things that people do each week. I know I saw bits and pieces of the other night on Monday night, and that was something that I'm not sure I've seen very much of in my life. But it's just, that's what this league is filled with, very difficult matchups. Personnel issues that you got to try to figure out how to handle on defense. This week's probably a great example, maybe no better example than that for us in terms of playing the Chargers.
Do you think that could ever change and go back to being more of a defensive tilt?
Might have to adjust some rules, but I don't, not in the near future. I don't see it. I don't see that happening in the near future. I mean, it just seems that that's been such a big part now of the last so many years here, that the trend is headed that way and probably will continue to do that. And at some point it'll turn maybe more towards running or a different form. There's always something different. A couple of years ago it was spread formations, and now it seems to be shots and play actions and those kind of things that are kind of taken over. And, we'll see where it goes.
Along those lines, we always talk about Peyton Manning being able to bring guys off the practice squad and make them into stars on any given Sunday. Phillip Rivers seems to be doing that right now as well. He's been without a lot of his top receivers for a few games now and still putting up big numbers. Are we at the point where we should be using Phillip Rivers' name in the same sentence as Peyton's? And what makes Rivers so good?
The answer to the first question is yes. When you're talking about Peyton and Brady and Breeze, you better be talking about Phillip Rivers. He's the best deep ball thrower. I said that last year, and I don't see any change in that. He's the best deep ball thrower that we're going to play or that I've studied. He's got an uncanny ability to ignore everything that's going on right around him in the pocket, and he maintains all of his focus down the field. So every time you make a mistake, it doesn't matter how close you are to him in the pass rush. If you make one small mistake in the secondary in coverage, he always sees it. And once he sees it, he has a quick release. He's extremely accurate. He takes care of the football. And, he plays in a system with a coach that designs offense as well or better than everybody else. Norv does a great job of creating openings and opportunities down the field. And it fits Phillip and his skill set, I think, perfectly. And I'm not sure that there's a quarterback and a system that are married together as perfectly as this one is, because what he does well, they do well, and Norv just continues to find new ways to use his abilities.
Do you see, when you look at it, you've seen Kyle all season up close and personal, and obviously played against Phil. They've been kind of going back and forth with the yardage league. And do you see similarities at all in what they do, or is it just two
different offenses? There really is. We don't run the same thing that they run. There's probably some similarities when you look at everything. But I think their personnel, obviously they have a very tight end. They have some things that are very tight end oriented in their offense, and they should. Because of who their tight ends are, and ours, maybe more obviously heavier towards the receivers. Sproles, they've got three backs. They're all different in the passing game. Tolbert, Sproles, Matthews. You got to know which one of them's in there. They use them in the passing game very well. Their strategies and schemes are not the same as ours. Their protections are not the same as ours. They have different ways to do things and create big plays. And I know another aspect of that is I think they're second in the league in yards after catch, which we've talked to the defense this morning about how difficult this team is to tackle. Whether it's a tight end, a back, a receiver, they're either big or fast or both. And so we're going to be very conscious of that. But, the schemes in general are not the same. We just found a way to be productive in different ways.
Scoring in the first quarter had been so frustrating all year. You did such a good job of it Sunday. Mm-hmm. What did you do different? Did you strip plays? Did you take a different approach to things? Why?
You did strip plays. A little change of pace for us.
How many plays did you strip?
Maybe 18, I think, total.
You stick to those?
Yep. Stuck to them pretty well. When you get into situations like that, and I've gone in and out of doing that before, when you do that, those plays are specific to first and second down usually. Once you get to a third and short, we ran the wedge there with Spencer in the first quarter. Once you get into the red zone, you go to your red zone offense, for whatever it's worth, we kind of found some things that we liked during the course of the week of practice and, had an extra day too last week, which we're going to try to take advantage of in the same way this week in terms of figuring out exactly the way we want to start. But that was, I thought our players did, again, the credit goes to them. They executed the game plan no matter what the play was. And I think that's really the biggest part of our start on Sunday was their ability to go out there and do things right. And I think out of 66 plays, we had no penalties, no turnovers, and one minus run. And so, they deserve all the credit for going out there and, blocking and throwing and running and catching, and they did it very well.
One more for Coach.
You guys had tremendous success there last year on Monday Night Football. Is there anything you can draw from something like that, or is it completely different circumstances from year to year? Is there something you can take?
I think they're different. I mean, the teams are we're different. I know they're different. I think the fact that we've went there, we've been there, we've played in this same scenario in terms of Monday Night Football, there's probably something to draw from there. I know it's going to be an incredible environment. It always is when you go there and play on the road. Monday night just makes it better. So I think coaches, players, everybody relishes the opportunity to play in this situation where you're playing a division opponent on the road on Monday night. It's our only opportunity to play on Monday night this year. So, we've got a lot of young players that will be enjoying their first opportunity to do this, and we're going to look forward to it. But I think the game is definitely going to be a different type of game than it was last year.